Potential Massive Wave of Cancer from Avoiding Routine Medical Care. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 23, 2020. A physician in Sacramento, California, said this week that cancellation of regular medical care during the coronavirus pandemic could yield a massive wave of cancer patients in the future. In an interview with California Public Radio, CAP Radio, Tuesday, Dignity Health thoracic surgeon Dr. Costanzo Di Perna said even though Governor Gavin Newsom, D., announced in late April that hospitals and healthcare providers could resume some non-emergency medical care, many patients are still not scheduling appointments. Many patients are concerned about coming to visit us, to be screened for cancer, to be surveilled for their previous cancers we've taken out, Di Perna explained. From CAP Radio. What I'm concerned about right now, not just for lung cancer but for all cancers, is are there patients out there that don't want to come in because they're afraid of getting COVID-19. And, so, they avoid mammograms, they avoid CAT scans, they avoid colonoscopies, then in 2 years we're hit with this massive wave of patients that are all at a later stage of essentially incurable cancers. In California and many other states, medical visits governors decided are of a non-emergency variety have included routine mammograms, breast ultrasounds, and colonoscopies, which often detect cancers at their earliest stages, when they are most treatable. Similarly, heart valve replacements, angioplasty, and tumor removals have all been delayed because of the orders of many governors as they focus solely on the infections caused by the Chinese coronavirus and associated massive testing and contact tracing expansions. Hundreds of physicians, led by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS, signed a letter to Vice President Mike Pence and the White House Coronavirus Task Force Friday urging the reopening of the nation's business and schools and warning that delay will show a negative impact on the health of millions of Americans. The physicians observed, "Our patients have suffered needlessly in pain and physical decline with disease progression because of short-sighted government edicts to stop all non-emergency care that is unrelated to COVID-19. Some patients now face inevitable death because the diagnosis and treatments were delayed too long. Too many of our patients have suffered far more from the psychological, physical, and economic effects of the shutdown of communities and businesses than the direct impact of COVID-19 itself." Additional data published Friday by global public health experts warned millions of children under a year old could be at risk for diseases such as diphtheria and polio due to the delay of their routine immunization visits to pediatricians and family practice physicians during the pandemic. Delays in immunization efforts begun in the 1970s could have far-reaching effects. The countries reported at least moderate interruptions to the programs, with some countries suspending their programs completely. Stat News reported, adding that 27 countries have postponed campaigns of vaccinations that protect against measles, while more than a dozen have paused some polio vaccination programs. Di Perna told CAP Radio many patients are gripped by fear that they will be exposed to the coronavirus if they go into doctor's offices for their regular medical care. He said he has a frank discussion with his cancer patients whose medical care has been disrupted due to executive orders for emergency care only. These patients, he said, need to be screened, evaluated, and need to be having surgery for cure. Di Perna added he is trying to reassure his patients that the experience of seeing us, of going to the hospital, of having surgery, that experience really should not expose them, and most likely will not expose them, to COVID virus.